Pennsylvania Supreme Court decides 4-3 on Democrat redistricting map. By Wendell Hasebo on February 24, 2022. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Wednesday picked a redistricting map that was designed by a Stanford professor and proposed by Democrat plaintiffs. One Democrat justice, Deborah Todd, sided with two Republican justices in dissent from the 4-3 decision to create a map dubbed the Carter Plan, which greatly pleased Democrats. The map creates 8 red districts and 6 blue districts with 3 districts as a toss-up. Article I of the Constitution empowers state legislatures to draw congressional lines. Both chambers of the Pennsylvania legislature are controlled by Republicans. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court is controlled by justices regarded as partisan Democrats. Democrat lawfare lawyer, Mark Elias, who has been credited with thwarting Republicans in multiple 2020 election battles throughout the nation, celebrated the court's decision as fair. Pennsylvania Supreme Court adopts new congressional map. Court selects maps put forward by our clients, Carter, as new statewide map. He tweeted. Proud of the work at Elias Law Group and at Redistrict FD ended to ensure fair maps in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's delegation is currently split between 9 Republicans and 9 Democrats. But like so many Democrat-controlled states, Pennsylvania lost one district in the 2020 census. The map combines 2 Republican districts of Reps. Fred Keller and Rep. G.T. Thompson, while leaving Democrat Representative Matt Cartwright and establishment Republican Representative Dan Moiser intact. The far-left court ruling urged the state's lawmakers to immediately implement the Democrat map. Third, Respondent Secretary of the Commonwealth shall, without delay, following the preparation of the textual description of the Carter Plan, publish notice of the congressional districts in the Pennsylvania Bulletin, the court ruling read. Republicans were hoping the judges would side with the Republican-controlled legislature's map. But Democrats hold the majority on the state's Supreme Court. Nationwide, Democrats are doing weirdly well in nationwide redistricting battles, according to New York Magazine. Democrats have curtailed the GOP's overall 2022 midterm momentum in Maryland, New York, California, Oregon, New Jersey, and Illinois. According to at least one analyst, there is actually an outside chance that the final map will be tilted, ever so slightly, in the Democrats' favor, the publication reported at the end of December. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, controls the U.S. House by a margin of about 5 seats. The case is Carter v. Chepman, No. 7 MM 2022 in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.